from time to time, I'll hit up the website Reddit, which is always a lot of fun to find weird random threads, like this thread that we just happened upon recently, and it's people sharing the funniest insult they've ever heard a kid tell another kid, or a kid tell a grown-up, or something like that. And it's what's funny is it just kind of shows how much thought has to go into an insult from a kid, because they don't necessarily default to just using like swear words, you know?
Well, of course. Yeah, right. No, they get creative.
Right. So they have to kind of get creative. like the very first one on the thread, you look like something that came out of a slow cooker, which the person who wrote it
what
says,
does that mean?
Yeah, we had no clue as to what that meant, but we just had to stop, take a moment of silence for that roast. I know.
Well done.
Yeah.
Now, the next one from Grubber, 26. Uh-huh. My son told me about one of his friends at school whose mother always packs way too much for his lunch. So if any of the kids had forgotten their lunch or didn't like theirs, they would go see this kid and he would share their nickname for him, Soup Kitchen.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So I literally had tears coming out of my eyes for that one.
Yeah. This.
You know what? I mean, that's a good kid to know.
Right.
He sounds like he's generous.
Thread from Reddit with kid roasts. Another one from No Yoga Pants. Younger son told her older son, "You're funny as a turtle." Older son said, "I don't get it. Turtles aren't funny." Younger son said, "Yeah, exactly. That's why they're." They were like 5 and 7 at the time, and I still laugh about it when I think about it.
Yep.
That's
too funny. You're not funny.
Right.
Like a turtle.
I know.
Another one. If I had a nickel every time I met a guy as stupid as you, I would have a nickel. It's really simple and pure.
It really was. It really was. Or the preschool teacher who had an angry 3-year-old call her a chicken nugget butt fighter.
Well, I might use that one when I'm mad.
I mean, that's solid.
You're a chicken nugget butt fighter.
I mean, because
I don't know what that is.
We have done the conversation on the air before of what alternatives to swear words do you use?
Yes.
And those are always humorous.
Yeah, that I think could work on that list as well.
Why don't you handle the last one?
Okay, the last one said, not another kid, but I was trading insults with my friend's son, who must have been like 5 years old at the time. I was in my 30s.
Oh, okay.
He told me, "I'm going to wait until there's 3 cars coming and push you in the road." Same family. Same vacation, actually, but this was his younger sister. She'd drawn a picture of me and titled it Dumb.
Mm. Wow.
In the picture, I had this happy little smile. And so I said, "If I'm so dumb, why am I happy?" I asked her. She said, "Because you don't know any better."
That is so savage.
So savage. It's so mean.
Like I said, I've shared the thread on Twitter. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, just made us laugh. Some of these kid insults going back and forth to one another.
This is you, dumb. Why am I smiling? You don't know any better.
You don't know any better.
Condescending pat on the head.
Right.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.